You talk about hurricanes. The National Hurricane Predicting Center basically thinks that we're going to have many this year. You think we're going to have one big one?
Yes, it's. I had a sense that the hurricane season is going to go against the predictions of the NOAA or NOAA people. It was going to be more like the season of 1992, which had virtually no major significant storms except for Hurricane Andrew. And then the question then is, so far, of course, it's very early in the season. I hope I'm not going to be wrong, at least about it being a quiet hurricane season. I hope I'm wrong about the Andrew event repeated. If I do have a sense that if it comes, it's going to perhaps be another potential trigger of an oil industry upheaval that triggers a return to an economic crisis in the latter half of 2010. And that would mean that the track of such a storm, I sense, is going to move towards, fortunately miss the oil slick, but move towards the coastline between eastern Texas and Louisiana. And that's where most of our rigs and ports for oil are. And I hope that's not what happens, but it has to be stated. And I still hold that we're not going to have as violent a hurricane season otherwise, except for one superstorm. And we'll just have to see.
Yeah, and one is really enough, isn't it, John?
Well, yes, if it's an Andrew. It's anybody was in Homestead, and then it almost, when it came across from Homestead, it almost hit New Orleans. That was a scare for New Orleans. The other thing that comes in this kind of a season is perhaps more potential threats to the Hawaiian Islands. Iniki also hit Kauai around the same time as Andrew. So the other thing that is just going to come more and more is extreme weather. I mean, look at these flash floods that have just hit the area that Nostradamus grew up in, Provence, just now. Huge floods down the Rhone River. And through Freyus and
sure.
Other...
look at Arkansas, John. 20,
Arkansas
20 people
was
there.
Hit. Last week, Oklahoma now has had the second flood of the century in as many weeks or months.
Tennessee's had it.
Tennessee was a Katrina that the news agency didn't even look into.
Yeah.
And it's all over the world, this relentless extreme weather. It's Mother Nature has got a fever. When you have a fever, sometimes you have cold chills like blizzards when you're Mother Nature. But it is caused by a general warming of the climate. And the key, which I talk about in detail in predictions for 2010, is going to be discovered. It's the permafrost melting in the northern climates in the Arctic. Is actually venting far more methane than people are aware of, and this is significantly rising the heat. The other thing I'm sensing is that the summer is going to be very hot and dry in the Gulf, as well as as far north as Chicago. Somewhat similar to what happened back in 1979, when the last major oil rig disaster in the Gulf of Mexico took place off the coast of Mexico, where there was a huge geyser of oil coming out for months until it was finally capped. It was in shallow waters. That period also saw some of the first really significant heat waves through Chicago and other places. The other thing that unfortunately has happened in the book is that I said that you would have extreme heat waves in South Asia, some of the worst ever recorded. There have been such happening in South Asia, in India, just last month. I'm sorry it's all such dire stuff.
Well,
but
mostly that's what prophecy is, isn't it?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of the positive potentials in the future are often undermined by the very thing that makes, in my experience of prophecy, what makes it tick, makes it run. And that is a society that brings in new souls through birth and then trains them to seed them with the programs, identities, and egoism to repeat the past and call it the future. I mean, you ever wonder why history repeats itself? It's because our educational system, from the first day of birth till about we're 21 years old, is often, though well meant, it's a huge limiting and dividing and divisive process that turns people into functional, frightened, self-divided mediocrities when they were born, as some mystics say, with the Christ spark in them. And born, as Osho used to say, was an Indian mystic, he said, stupidity is, you're not born with stupidity, it's borrowed.
Well, that is so true. That is so true. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed on this situation, John. You know, most prophets, especially people like Nostradamus, always prophesize in apocalyptic times about colored rain falling out of the sky. You know, that's what we're starting to get now.
Yes, it's now there's a couple phenomenon with this, and I actually have some blogs in my stock of blogs, which has been so busy with everything that's been going on in current events that I still haven't been able to publish them. But there's a whole series I'm going to do about Nostradamus and other prophets talking about red rains, rains of blood, and black rains, and fish falling out of the sky, and animals and things like that. And it's one of the kind of quirkier, somewhat entertaining sides of prophecy, and it's related in some real meteorological phenomena that sometimes sees, for instance, just recently, I think in 2009, there was a very powerful storm in the northern territories of Australia that sucked up a bunch of fish, carp, in a river and deposited them 150 miles.
Yeah.
Farther down.
Dropped them down on someone.
Yeah, and so, you know, since portents from the sky, ichthyomancy from the sky is the reading of fish falling out of the sky and stuff like that. I look at some of the funnier divination techniques. But one of the more common ideas is the red rain, which can often happen when, in the case of the Sirocco, it comes across North Africa, it can carry the red oxidized dust of Africa and mix with rain and then fall in southern France where Nostradamus lived, and they would see what they thought was blood rain. But really it was just dust, red dust in the rain.